All right, Woody, thank you so much. Miami Dolphins set to hit the road week one against the Colts. Head coach Mike McDaniel joins us this morning. Coach, good morning, man, and thanks for coming on. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Hey, by the way, let's get in the mission accomplished first part. Just going to practices and being around the team a little bit, the team culture. I thought the practices, coach, were a lot better. Did you feel that same way overall?
I did. I think that it was a high priority. So yes, all things team. I feel people are intentionally working towards the appropriate goal collectively. So fired up. This is a cool spot because, you know, the week one, you've put a ton of work in, you know, behind the scenes, so to speak, and really, you're trying to put the finishing touches on something you've been building for months now. So, and it's right around the corner, and it's new for everyone. So it's always a fun time. But particularly this year is really exciting because people play excited football so far. We'll see what NFL Thursday has and how this practice looks.
So I got to ask you, because it always pops up, you named your six captains, by the way, all class acts and get it. I was kind of, and I think a lot of people are like, okay, how's Tyree going to take this? I think he probably knows he's not going to be a captain, but once it kicks in, and then yesterday he spoke to the media. I mean, coach, this guy, this is what I thought, man. He's all in on this. Did you have to talk to him after the captains were selected, explain and talk to him at all? Did you have a conversation with him?
Quite literally, I didn't even think to have a conversation with him. And I think that speaks to, you know, I anticipated his reaction because it was authentic and real. And I think the team, you know, maybe in years past, people had worries or maybe thoughts or opinions or were hoping. This team was eager to hear who the collective elected and really just focus was on that. So I honestly did not think twice about it. The first time it came onto my radar was when I had a microphone in front of me at a podium.
Yeah.
And that was not at my house.
I figure you shut it down when you get home with the family. Yeah, there was no question there. Hey, go ahead,
Katie's
coach.
Katie's listening right now.
Oh, listen, Orville's finest right there. Orville, California, right next to Marysville, California. And always enjoy talking to that beautiful wife.
Yeah, how much do you guys talk?
I see her a little bit. I've seen her.
Orville.
Yeah. I haven't seen her in Orville up there with, I did meet the family and stuff, Katie's family, but I talked to her a little bit, but it's, you know, a lot of it has to do with your daughter and my grandson mostly, but yes.
Yeah, I'm getting jealous. You just don't talk to me much. So
yeah, right. She probably didn't really think you want to hear about what the old man has to say when she sees him. But hey coach, I do want to ask you about this. Pretty cool that I this first time I've been doing this a long time. Five rookies will either start or be in the rotation in this opener. You had mentioned a few months ago that this could happen, but they all look legit. They all really have had good camps.
No, I think there's a lot of work there. I think that, you know, ultimately, big picture, you're trying to, be able to facilitate the acquisition and development of players. That's what it's all about. So, I think that has to do with a lot of things. First and foremost, the individuals. Those are, I could have a predictable feeling based on those unique individuals that have the appropriate skill set that it takes to not only, be very good and starter level type production, but you also have to be, tough-minded and know that you know, you're constantly getting corrected. And it's a very difficult thing for people to maintain confidence while getting corrected. But, you know, these guys seem to have a very good understanding of the point of coaching and development and seizing opportunities. They're very, the veterans in the locker room and the leadership council and the captains, those guys really want to earn the respect. So I think it's a good collection of people working together, and coaches highly invested in those people to do that.
Coach, our fans and media members, we all get our favorites as something goes on, especially with a young guy. This Ollie Gordon coming on from starting at the bottom and because of injury, working his way up and watching him run in preseason, I could hear those pads up in the radio booth, Coach. Has he impressed you? And do you see him getting some carries in this first game?
Well, what I like, my favorite thing that I saw from Ollie was, it was very obvious to me that it was important, for him to earn his, respect from his teammates. And, you know, there were some times that, I think he pushed himself, to the credit of the locker room and, you know, the players that we have on the team, where he pushed himself to earn respect. He had, plenty of, you know, growing moments during camp. But during the process, he kept coming to work with a spirit to get better. So, watching him, be a rookie that, you know, the guys regard and want to invest in themselves. I was very, very proud of that, to watch that, because that you have to walk before you can run. So for him to make plays on Sunday, he has to, earn the respect and earn the trust of the teammates he's playing with, as he's one of 11. So, I think he needs to have a good day. You know, the NFL work week and how you game plan. This is a new deal for all these guys. So, you know, he's kind of going to have a little effect on how many opportunities he gets by the way that he addresses the game plan. And if he throws spirals, because we're going to have him working on a lot of throws.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, I got to ask you, too. We get a lot here on the radio, especially during preseason with the backup quarterbacks playing so much. Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers, they go to practice. They see Quinn Ewers have great practices, or Zach have a good practice. Has that competition, in your eyes, and I know one guy's got a lot of experience and got a lot of starts with the Jets and a former second overall pick, but is that competition, was it ever close to you by the way Quinn Ewers was throwing and getting more comfortable? It's always been clear cut that Zach's the second guy.
Well, I think there can be a couple things at play. I think we drafted Quinn because we believe in him, and we signed Zach because we believe in him. And I think, every roster spot is sacred in the National Football League. They're finite. Theoretically, every player is competing not only with their position, but other positions on the team. That being said, the best player, is going to play. That's what we're in the business of. And, I bring up and focus and feature, competitions when they're competitions, and there's a process to get to the point of, it's one thing, to play football in a preseason, road stadium, in the second half with no crowd noise. It's another thing to be a quarterback of a team handling a game plan, doing all the things that it takes to lead a unit and a team. And so, and that's, you know, again, we drafted Quinn for a reason. And you know, those things are always being measured. And, you know, when it's a competition, it's a competition, and we'll always play the best player, but you have to walk before you run as a rookie, specifically as a quarterback. I think I'm very happy with both their development within the offense, and I think they made us better and that was our objective really the whole offseason.
Hey, Coach, and thanks again for spending some time with us. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. Just a couple more here. In 22 and 23, so many explosive plays. My God, it was so fun. It felt like it was about two or three a half of Waddle and Tyreek Hill down the field, deep crossing routes, you name it, corner routes, takeoffs, just great calls, one-on-ones, and did it. And last year, because of, well, a lot of different things, it didn't go as well. How do you get that back? How would you tell all of us, hey, we want to get back to that and use those two guys on the outside and get the most out of what they do best?
Well, I would say that if you really want to improve and as we obviously do, you have to put forth the work each and every day relentlessly, in the off season to build a team and to be able to be your best selves. You have to work within cohesion of, you know, you're one of 11 moving at once. So I think it's diligent work day in, day out. And so was very clear from the onset of the off-season program what it would look like to try to change outcomes, across the board, your statistical and win-loss, they play a part and aren't mutually exclusive. So that has been the theme, and that's where, you know, I'm confident in our team. It lies in quite literally the most mundane, boring soundbite you ever heard. daily work and without relent. And so you watch people and you coach them and you see their games evolve, and that's how you get better outcomes, more explosives, more points. All of that comes through guys working cohesion really expressing their talent through skills that are tied to other players so that they can be productive.
You know, having Austin Jackson back, this can be the first time the starting five's been together. Two new guards, but the upside, everybody seems really excited about this starting five that you have for the run game, as well as your pass protection, obviously. You feel better about potentially the things you can do in your running game inside and outside?
We've had a strong focus both in asset acquisition and firm coaching on both sides of the ball, both lines. So that was a major point of the off season in terms of identifying and recognizing ways we could get better, and we felt like we had the opportunities and were able to get the appropriate players and had the appropriate coaches. So I'm expecting the line of scrimmage play to work into a strength, which is a process that goes on each and every day as we try to run block and run defend, pass protect and pass rush against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday on a Thursday.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, last one for you, Coach, and I'll let you go. This Darren Waller one is, I haven't seen anything like it. I mean, he was retired. He didn't do a lot in camp. How hard has it been, the timing? I know you're working him along slowly to get him ready and get him through this football season. Have you ever had a situation like this before as an assistant coach or a head coach for a guy that in his prime has been so talented?
I mean, I think each opportunity is unique to itself. This one's for sure unique. And, you know, I see Darren as an asset added, and I don't, I guess I'm not, I'm looking at everything that he brings and what he brings to the team. And, you know, there's an entire process of a team to develop, and these things take time. But I've never been worried about it, because we have a football team that's operating day in, day out, that has 68 other players. And I know he's really doing everything, really the whole, both Darren and the coaching staff and everybody involved is doing everything to get him ready to produce on Sundays. That's the whole point. So I'm just fired up for the work that has been done and the work that I see in the future. And, you know, I have a little more long vision patience, especially when I get the gift of a guy coming out of retirement to come play with us.
Yeah. No, listen, hey, you hit a lot of stuff, and I really appreciate it. I could tell by practices and everything else, I felt a real urgency with this group of guys and by your leaders of the team and your practices. I'm guessing you felt really good about everything. So, hey, I really appreciate you coming on, Coach. I know you got a lot of stuff going on, and we'll see you in a couple of days. Thank you.
Are you kidding me? It's my pleasure, okay? You know, there's a lot of people sitting at home wishing they were sitting wherever I'm sitting talking to you right now.
Mike, thank you, man. I appreciate it. You take care of yourself. Have a good one.
All right.
Mike McDaniel, join us, head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Talk a little bit about the team and getting ready for Sunday. Today, obviously, one of the big practices of the week as well, Wednesday and Thursday, before you start to slow it down a little bit, get a little closer to that Sunday date.